Good afternoon, Mrs. Woodford.
Hello, Ronaldo.
Mrs. Woodford, how long have I been taking you up to the penthouse?
You were here when we moved in, 25 years ago.
After 25 years, why do you have to be the only one who doesn't call me Ronnie?
No disrespect, but Ronnie is common. Ronaldo sounds like a king's name. Oh, dear.
I told those guys not to go with that new repair company. It's fine, Mrs. Woodford. These old elevators are temperamental. Let's give it a minute.
If you say so.
Now, why didn't you ever get a dog?
What an odd question. You know they don't allow pets here.
They don't now, but they did back in the day.
Well, I guess we just never got around to it. Why?
You just seem like a dog person. I could see you taking a small or medium-sized dog on your daily walks. As someone to keep you company.
I do fine by myself, thank you. Anyway, it's too late for that now.
Now, how long has it been since Mr. Woodford passed?
15 months.
That was a sad day in the building.
Some days it feels like a week. Other days, 10 years. You had a wife die. Am I getting that right?
Yes, Daniela. 13 years ago.
To cancer, was it?
Breast cancer, yes.
Was she a smoker?
We both were. I quit the day she was diagnosed. Mr. Woodford?
Harold loved his pipe. The cancer support group I belong to has a saying that I think is too crass, but everybody else loves it. Have you heard it?
I think so, but I don't say it either.
I'll say F cancer, or fudge cancer, or even F-bomb cancer, but not that profane word.
With you on that.
I'm sorry, but shouldn't you be calling someone?
No cell reception. The owner figures that the guys at the front desk will notice pretty soon that the elevator's not running.
Or so we hope. Who's on the desk tonight?
Marwell and Jojo.
Oh, my.
Let me try this again. Bad news, Mrs. Woodford. We're really stuck.